If I said I'd be back in a second, I'd literally be back in 9,192,631,770 cycles of a cesium atom. Why is that important? Well, the cycles of that cesium atom have a lot more to do with life than you ever imagined. And it's today's edition of the American Countryside.
Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m. to give Dad his medicine. Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m. to give Dad his medicine. At 6 a.m., I make his breakfast. Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m. to give Dad his medicine. At 6 a.m., I make his breakfast. At 7 a.m., I shower. Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m. to give Dad his medicine. At 6 a.m., I make his breakfast. At 7 a.m., I shower. I start laundry at 8. At 10, we go for a walk. Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m.
For those dealing with the daily struggles of caring for a loved one, we hear you. That's why AARP created a community with experts and other caregivers for advice, tips, and support. Together, let's help each other better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You may have heard of the atomic clock, the world's most accurate time-measuring device. Tom O'Brien is chief of the Time and Frequency Division at the National Institute of Standards and Technology in Boulder, Colorado.
What we're using at is not keep track of the time of day. We're using it to say how many ticks does it take to make exactly 1 second.
The atomic clock is rather used to calibrate all other clocks. It measures the 9,192,631,770 cycles of a cesium atom that occur in what we call a second. That means this clock is dividing 1 second into over 9 billion parts per second in order to keep accurate time.
We're going to need even better timing and synchronization. We're going to look at optical transitions in atoms. Instead of being at about 9 or 10 billion cycles a second, they'll be about 100,000 times faster.
That will increase the accuracy of this clock from its current 1 second in 80 million years to being accurate to within 1 second in several billion years. O'Brien says timekeeping actually is influenced by celestial forces.
The strength of gravity very slightly affects the ticking rate of clocks. We're having this interview in Boulder, Colorado. We're about 5,700 feet above sea level. At that height, our clock actually ticks significantly faster than it would if we had the same clock at sea level. That comes from Einstein's theory of relativity, which says that basically the stronger the gravitational field is, the slower a clock ticks.
What that means is that time can be used to measure gravity. To us, it's simply the ticking of a clock. But to Tom O'Brien, the accurate measure of time is vital to the world around us. Traveling the countryside in Boulder, Colorado, I'm Andrew McCrae.